Beginning current daf mesechta ba mitzida peites. Beginning when I'm beginning test matter beginning the gemara. You do the karka. As for something that goes from the ground, yes, achel b'chul. That excludes if the guy's milking, etc. So as test bereish b'koma arvin. Beginning period koma arvin. Arvin of kolzana beis chasha bali chayim actually does consider living creatures. You do the karka as things that grow from the ground. The dash where expounds b'nasat akesev b'avaka b'tzayin. You can give you money for cattle and the flock, and it says. Mahapramafurish, just like the specific is explicit, pre, it's a derivative from a derivative of Gedulei Karka and it grows from the ground. And I here in Agamara from Gedulei Karka were excluding that which is from animals. So it's also some Karalu Gedulei Karka, there we would call it things that grow from the ground, is only Lefisha Nezainim Karka because it gets sustenance from the ground. It eats the vegetation. For that, it's Gedulei Karka B'Hochal, but over here, Mapik Shaper Chayle B'Megavin, we're excluding milking and creating cheese, it's still not in the category of threshing, which grows and sprouts from the ground itself, not just that it sustains itself in the ground. So the term dibilikarka can mean different things. In our context, it excludes animals. Makes this matter between the word thing. So again, you would have thought to say, since the word comes two times, it's a wonder. What do you mean? But you need, one of them is lorabes kobali kaima, all things have stature. One's including that a worker could consume the food when it's detached. So what he's saying that from kama kama, you learn that something else from the shtei pamim, but we already use each one individually. The shem says because the halakim, and this is what the gemara is saying. So you would have thought to say that we wouldn't make one of the drushments before. Our nidrash, rather, we would expound the rabbis choylev that we'd include that of milking. The mistabet fele midrashachi, it's more logical to include that which is from the item itself, just expanding the category. And that's what I'm saying, that we wouldn't have used kama for one of the other drushes. Now, from the Garsi, according to the text that say, ahoyel v'ksev kama, since it's kama, l'rabbis kol bali kama, that includes all things of height, nar benami ha, that we should include also this, atashavet fele, that makes even more sense. Kol bali kama, because from all things that have height, mashmashaba balichaim, that would seem to include also living creatures in balichaim, which are things of height, which therefore I would include chaylev and megamin. So it's just a to one, because a kati narba mikama, you should still include from kama, dovish ingedulim in the agats, things that don't grow from the ground, like milky. And mechitim, you're going to say, daish tochazach when elamali, then why does the Torah say daish threshing, which is things that grow from the ground? It's tzich, l'rab is talish, you need to include that the one is detached. Because the ilikas of daish, if I didn't have daish, ella loisachs and shorer b'malachi would just say, don't muzzle an ox when it's working. Have mekmin lay davka b'malchuber. I would think that no, then specifically it's only when it's attached. I mean, the poil is similar to the worker. The chadami prophet is what the gemara asks. Lama li daish? Why do we need daish? Lahitzi chayil to exclude milking. Chisay navka. From there, I learn out davka b'malchuber, specifically when it's attached. So am islan lukmi. So you see that we would definitely establish shor demi the adam, ox similar to a person. Well, moreover, it's like daish, like common drushes, the besamach. We need daish for many drushes that the Gemara mentions. Basically, what Tais is saying is that so we have this question: why don't you learn from the word kama, even things that don't grow from the ground? And the question that you would respond, say, well, then daish would be miseris, and that's what Tais says, no, because it could be including a behemoth that eats by talish. And also, Tais says, we find the word Disha, the Gemara has for many other drushes. So, therefore, that's a question Tais has. Next, Tais Mata, the words of the Gemara, which it's brought that this Deber of Tais is from Gilyon, which Yatza Menachesh Bebetal. And the Brayis Darshan from the word Disha, that a worker eats only when you're having the Gemara Malacha right now, which excludes if someone's weeding out onions, that he doesn't eat from them. And the Gemara understands that it's excluding that, you know, onions are not good, which that's not the Gemara Malacha from it at all. So, but the Gemara asks, you can know that from Falakeli Chalasitin, that the worker is permitted to only eat when you're putting into the vessels of the homeowner. So, says Taisis, near it seem, the Ilav, that if not for Falakeli Chalasitin, that if we didn't have that pasuk of the Kelly Chalaisitin, Lo Habadashin mi Daesh, I would not have expanded from Daesh, Ella rather as follows. Not daish miyuchah, just like threshing is a distinct shlenig malach de la maiser, that you didn't yet finish your work, that it should be chayv maiser. And that the worker could eat only by something that's similar to daish. But for the moment when you are finishing the work, shein tzarich lekarka, that you don't need the ground, I would not have expounded it. He wouldn't say that the pasuk come to teach us that the worker eats only from something that's gemar malach and doesn't need the ground. It's only after hashta the kasa v'akelicha, but now that we have the pasuk v'akelicha l'midrash tadashim shas gemar malacha, that the worker only eats when it's put into the vessels of the homeowner. So that's when darshinanami midayish lahani. So that's where we darshin that daish is coming to exclude eating a peiris that is not working in them because it's nigma malachta. So the Gemara said after you might dishay, even like these type of peiris, the Gemara was asking is what do you learn from the kelichalisitein? So Taisus is saying that if it didn't say v'kelchalisitin, so we would exclude from the word of tishrei only something that was not nigma malach lemaisa, and if the work is eating only by something that's similar to daish, that is nigma malach lemaisa. But we wouldn't say that the pasuk to teach us that the worker eats only by something that's nigma malach, and you don't need the ground anymore. It's only after it's v'kelchal the redarshan that we already know this idea. So that's a tishrei then comes to teach us this. Next test master to begin with the Gemara yotza halosh. From Dishai, we say only grain that's not chayvi and nechala. But if it's kneading or shaping or doing all these different things, you can't eat from it because it's really chayvi nechala. So it's a wonder to the Rikit of Mishlam. If I understand baking, it's a mystery that you have to tell me that Avka, the Tanalash, although you said kneading, because it is possible that you can be chayv on chala. I feel the loylosh, even if it was not needed, I fear by baking. Because the main pair called shalak, the most important of the Zayim and Al, but the Pshonin was the Skarit and Mechulu, that often bilpas, when you bake it in a pan, Peturin is exempt. But Tanacha Yavin, oven, that's when you're going to be chayiv. Because these are things that can be baked without kneading. But the question is, Makatav, but forming it, am I Tanila? Why are you teaching it? B'chiyash Makatav b'lo Lisha? Do you think you have the forming without kneading? So you already know this halacha from kneading. What are you saying? A later stage of a Makatav, in contrast by Eifa, you could have a later stage without having kneading beforehand. Next test, Matam, in the words of Gemara, Yehachi Chala Namalai. The Bais excluded that a worker doesn't need from a dough that's already Chayim Achala. The Gemara asks, that you don't need to be my this because when you make from the wheat into dough, so it's ready gemar malach l'maaser, already excluded that you can't eat from something that's making malach l'maaser. So the Gemara wants to say that the Beis Tumah Chutzal says no chiyuv maaser. The Gemara rejects it because if that's the case, then there wouldn't be a chiyuv of challah. Which is Taisus when the challah b'chutzal is lahavi elam d'rabbanan. What it means to say is the chiyuv of challah b'chutzal is only rabbinic. As you find that the chutzlot you could first bake and then you can be mavish afterwards, just that you don't forget the halach of challah. And but since we're talking about the eating of the poil, which is midiraisa, so it wouldn't be applicable of a chiyuv challah that you have, which would only be rabbinic. Next, as much to begin the words of the Gemara, midi ma'isa kagorim gemar b'chulum. The Gemara explains that. This is the price to exclude the worker from eating a dough that's chayv machala in the years of when it was conquered, Eretz Yisrael, that had a chiv machala, but there was no chiv ma'is. The Gemara asks, it's not the chiv ma'is that caused the war again, it's just gemar malacha. If that's the case, so even though there's no chiv ma'is, but still the gemar malacha should have excluded. So you don't have to have the meat because it's not, no chiv machala. So Taisa explains, the kibin im ha'yicha yavin ma'is, since if there would be a chiv ma'is ha'bachash gemar malacha, it would be considered the finishing of the work lemaiser. For maaser achem eruch after this money out of the pile, but you know holchem basa oisa gemar malacha. We'd go after that finishing of the work. So ki ein chayoven. So even when there is no obligation, namal avapocha, it's not any less. But neizel basa you should go after that. And that's the question. My maaser lin basa chala. Why we're going after of the halacha of chal, which some say here belongs to the maskal ba'aboyta b'tmar. Next, it says not to begin with the words of Melchor Rabina, it says karl fatani. So you have to actually, the Gemara found this difficult, why you have to exclude from chal and ma'isa. The Gemara says, okay, you know, really it's one teaching. Now from Disha we exclude that a worker only eats something that was not nigma malocha, but ma'isa and b'chal. But it doesn't eat something that was nigma malocha, but ma'isa and b'chal. So, Tosfos explains, says, the hashta, the ketani, b'chada, this that we learn in one, l'ma'isa, u l'chal, as we're saying, it's one teaching. So we see very well, that the reason why we said, if it is nigma malocha l'maisa, is ela fuke heichad l'shei chal, is only where there's no halacha obligation of chal. Could go in boidl b'tmar, like for example when you separate the dates. But when it has an application of chal, so l'chashiv gemar, as the bachat on the words, ela kishenigmira malach t'lachal. So then you're right. Then it's only considered nigmar malacha when it has the gemar malacha b'chal. Avkev b'chod the brisa, but it was written in one brisa that l'maisa l'chod only just for maisa. Have mashma that would sound like the b'chol makom as the gemar malacha l'maisa, that we always go after the gemar malacha for Maisa, and then you wouldn't have to write the Shir's Man of Chiv Chala comes after his Man of Chiv Maisa. So therefore, must mean that when there is Chala, go after Chala, when there's not, that's when you go after Maisa. Next says, Matha B'tim L'Rod D'Gmar Chava, B'itl B'tmar, that the Maisa excludes from the word Tishrei, that a worker that's engaged in separating dates that got connected, you don't need from them, because it really was Nigma Malacha. Now, Tosfos explains this, Av B'tul, like a Maisa El Medra Banan, that the rice, the chiv ma'is is only on dogging tish b'yitzer. If that's the case, the chiv ma'is and tomorrow is only rabbinic. You can't say nigma malach l'ma'isa because we're talking about what a worker who is eating mid the rice. That's what Tosfos is saying. So even though there's no ma'is here but rabbinic, chashiv gemar malach l'ma'isa is still considered quote unquote gemar malach l'ma'isa. Given the ihav abahu ma'isa mid the rice, if it would have been a biblical obligation, I was eating basic gemar malach l'ma'isa, we would go after gemar malach. The same thing over here is regarding the rabbinic halacha. He says, "Must have been with the words of Gemara. Poil now, what should you have him? What's a halacha where a worker could he put on the fire?" Which Pesach and Rashi explains, "Sha'or mematkoi, that the fire sweetens it." But the Gemara's question is, "I'm sure lahavav v'limtoik, are you allowed to put on the fire and sweeten it? Because shaladik kenya chaliyosa, then you can eat more. In other words, yabekanavim davachar la, is it like eating grapes with something else, which is forbidden or not?" Because the my kamar besamach, what's the Gemara saying? Shortly regarding matzah gabei, so when you crack it on the rock, my metuk a peir ika. What type of swimming of peiris is there over there? Take yourself the maksha. What was the one who was asking entertaining the lekem metuk a peir that there's no sweetening of the peiris? In kelam a matzah, then why are you cracking it? Well, more of a lamai the masik. This is the Gemara comes out. I guess it's Rava that the Yisvais B'melech there's not a dip in the salt. Have Mishum Meiser is because of the problem of Meiser. Halavachi, but if not for that, sure, Lisbeth's milk would be able to dip it in the salt. So I'm can't coach going to show Lahavam. So then Mishum you're allowed to put into the fire. The Sibis B'melech, Damya, because dipping in the salt is similar as we continue to Amad Beit. Allah, Nabba'acha, that's definitely more as like another thing which you're having salt. Which you're not adding anything, you're just putting it to fire, because Mukhlav is something that's obviously more shortly. And from the Sugi, it sounds like that there wasn't an answer, but why wasn't an answer? If we allow the salt, for sure we should allow putting it to fire. So, that when something's fit to be eaten, it's obviously it's permitted hibiv to put on the fire. It's only making it more tasty. Ella rather, but the question is regarding those that are not fit to be eaten, only under pressing circumstances. And then you put in the fire so they should be good to eat. That's me, boy. Is that considered like grapes and something else? Human dalik, yeah, hibu of oichel harbison. By bringing the fire, you're going to eat a lot. I dimma, loish no hibu zema hibu beperes metukim. There's nothing between this putting the fire or when you have sweet fruits that you put in the fire. The shayla is permitted. Well, pashin the gemara resolves it. Mirshon poilim letabel pitam bitzir, that the workers allowed to dip their bread into brine. And so behashta bepoilin shein yochayin lechel of the atrak. There are two more workers that they can't eat it, but in the pressing situation. Menamin loichel shein ro el the atrak, and we're comparing it to a food item again that's only fit to be eat only in the pressing situation. However, but the wording of the Gemara that they should allow grapes, mashma, they could eat without it. It's just they can eat more. Not like we're saying that it's not really so edible. We resolve it from that they eat by the ends of the rows. As long as they don't put in the fire. Now, but like Roshi Omanias, and it's not going on the top of the rows. The Hanu Shardi Lahavav, that they're permitted to put in the fire, shurin lachilo, because they're fit to be eaten. Elo bavach lehavu, rather this that as long as they don't put in the fire, but dvarim she'inu room lachilo, only for things that are not really fit to be eaten. Come, that's what he's saying. Ashta kama shaper, and now it makes sense that he's saying my matuki peidik, what type of sweetening of fruit there is dalde ha'preicha, because by cracking it leisaknu yaiser oisin she'inu room lachilo, it's not going to make any better those that are not fit to be eaten. That would only sweeten something shikvah yirun that really was fit, but as Taisa explained, it wasn't. But pshita deshari, and that's obvious that it's permitted. Vimkain, if that's the case, or val karchach, mishum bittel malacha who the kaaser bais. It must be that it's forbidden because of just it, because it's just taken away from the work. Vasinam eshaper ha the kamer rabbit. Also makes sense now what rabbit says. Leis bez vimelach and other than the salt. Because of the obligation of Meisr. I'll be love, sure, but if not, that would be permitted. That's talking about something that's fit to be eaten. But something that's not fit to be eaten. In that's our question. Hivuv, putting fire, and Rasvisa. And putting into salt, actually. That's obvious that it would be like grapes and something else. Now, like we said before, it's only that's permitted when it was ready for it to be eaten. It's just sweetening. Now, Manila reappears to the read, the appearance of Rain Tam, according to Rain Tam's interpretation, we don't say it's forbidden grapes and something else, Adavka, Be'ain, Ruyan, only when it's not said to be eaten. And Ba'asi Shaper, Hod, the Ka'amar, now makes sense, as it says, Melech, Ka'am, that salt is like grapes and something else. And Adavka, Be'ain, Ruyan, that's only when it's not said to be eaten. Because the Badur and Shari, because the Redisfit is permitted, Kedamash, Mil, Siddur, like it sounds like from the teaching of Rab. Says to Yisubi, Yeshli, Ash, Vashit, Sakuntris. But you can answer the questions that were asked on Rashi's Pshat. The mashik, so this that he asked, do you like a mituk? That if there's no sweetening on my mafarach ikka, on my mafarach, then why are you crushing it? Ikka, maybe you could say, mafarach mishaber lechatich is ketan, it means you're breaking it into small pieces. Kedesh yoch losa bepiv, mat, that you can put a little bit in his mouth at a time. And this, the shoy lispas bebelech l'rava, and this is a really interesting the word baha, it's coming to answer the second question. I was asked on Rashi. This is permitted to dip it into salt according to Rav, but ilav mishum meiser, if not because of the problem about meiser, that's mishum shenosn lebalabayis or shus lechol. That's because the homeowner gave permission to eat. Vach erik, that's what the case is talking about. And the brayser nami the shor lispayis ba'achas achas, and the brayser also permits him to dip in salt one at a time. And mishum the bayber katzer where you had set this up beforehand, but that's why it's not difficult. And why we're asking on hivuv. If you should know it definitively from the case of Lisbon, that's only when you were katzatz, as you had permission.